Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
99.9 KISW. We return to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
My question, what was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
By the way, just continuing to go through the list of animals that are illegal to own as a pet in Washington State. No surprise, you can't have the lions, the tigers, the cougars, wolves, bears. You can't have a pet monkey.
Good.
Then they say non-human primates, which tells me you can keep a human as a pet. You also can't have a marmoset, a lemur. Good news, Ted. No cobras or rattlesnakes, nor can you have crocodiles or alligators. You also cannot have a reindeer, a wildebeest, a wild sheep, a wild goat, a wild boar, a mongoose, or a mute swan. Why would anyone care if you have a mute swan?
I think all these things, because they're very aggressive.
Are they?
Oh, they're incredible.
And aggressive. You never hear it coming.
There you go. Are they the basic ones that we see? Just the
yeah.
Okay.
Well, they are. They are.
They're a-holes.
They are Canadian geese times 10.
Right, Canadian geese suck as well.
As far as their aggression level, they will absolutely come up to
so
you.
So the mute swan is the standard swan,
especially if they have eggs, hatchlings, babies. If they're in season,
yeah.
Oh, the swans are they're notoriously vicious.
I'm glad people
don't you remember
like
the
that.
Two swans that attacked the kayaker and killed him?
Oh God, that's right. Yeah,
I mean, they will come after your ass.
And again, that had to be read in his obituary. He died by a swan.
Two swans attacked him. He died. When was your pet a not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Nick.
Hello, Nick, with the big old... We'll put Nick back on hold. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Hola.
All right, so I'm looking at the same dog right now. I adopted this guy probably a year and a half ago. And I'll save you the whole rigmarole of it was beautiful, it was a great day, we met each other. Etc. We had a great time. And they told me at pause, zero destructive tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
So probably 10 days, I don't know, like 2 weeks into it, but still pretty new. Come home. It's a duck feather pillow. What are they called? Down? Like a whole a big pillow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's a mess.
Do you know how many duck feathers go in those things?
I mean, I have to imagine it's a lot.
It is insane. I mean, probably, I mean, I have a two-bedroom apartment, but literally every single surface of the floor, thick, was covered in feathers.
How long did it take you to clean that up, and are you still finding feathers to this day?
Yes, and about 2 weeks.
I was going to say, they kind of act like those peanut packing shells. They stick to everything.
Everything.
It's impossible to get them off. They're tough to vacuum.
You can't, because they blow away, and you can't sweep them, because if you sweep them, they just go in the air. I'm not even lying. In February, I was cleaning my kitchen, and I found feathers on top of my fridge.
I can believe that, man. Yeah, and look, as long as you live there, you're going to find like a feather a month somewhere. It's a guarantee.
Oh, look, man, I had to get underneath my couch because I dropped something. It fell under there. I'm looking at it. I reached my hand underneath there to get it, and I pulled out a cat turd from Gomez. Had to be in there for 2.5-3 years.
It just had no idea.
Because Robin was still working here when he died. So, I mean, that thing has been, it's been a minute. But I picked it up, I looked at it, I was like, what is this? And I was like, oh.
It's a cat turd.
Oh, yeah.
I think the worst I did when our daughter was super young, she was just learning, I can't even quite say she could crawl yet, but she was getting somewhat mobile. And my wife looks at me and goes, hey, man, where's our daughter? I'm like, I don't know where she is, man. So we're looking around, you're kind of panicking. Like, I know she has to be in the house. Basically, she rolled her ass under the sofa. So I see her little foot, and she's fine, but I grab her little foot and pull her out. And, man, like, you're talking 3 years of dust bunnies. So I pulled her, she's like Captain Caveman. I'm like, I don't think we share the story with her, dude. This is bad, bad, man. It's like a Swiffer sweeper when I pulled her. I'm like, oh, my God.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wolf. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, thank you.
Hola.
Hola. Okay, so I used to have a, believe it or not, a 30-pound Norwegian forest cat. His name was Captain Hook.
Hold on. A Norwegian forest cat? I got to look this up.
And you said it was 40 cats. 40
they're bigger
pounds.
Than Maine Coons.
Jeez. Okay, Norwegian. I just put a Norwegian. It says forest cat. Oh, I recognize it. Yeah, that's a big cat. 30 pounds, man?
Yeah, that is a big Maine Coon.
He wore my hat, literally.
They're beautiful.
Very beautiful. He was gray, brown, black, white. I mean, he had like 6 different colors in him, I swear. But anyway, me and my girlfriend and her son, who I used to get high with all the time. This is like back in 2008 before weed was legal. And I used to get high with her son all the time. So she and I went away camping for a weekend, and we went in, him and I went in on an 8th before I took off. And he calls me on the cell phone after we were probably about 30 miles away and goes, dude, where's my half of the weed? I was like, well, look in my office on the computer keyboard. He didn't find anything. He went looking around the whole area, didn't find anything. The next day, he found a chewed up bag on the couch next to my cat.
How's the cat doing?
He was stoned out of his mind. Yeah. My cat ate about a gram and a half of weed.
Jesus.
And he was stoned for like 3 days laying on the couch in the same spot, did not move.
Yeah, I was going to ask, man, did he seem somewhat content, however?
Well, when I got home, he had a smile on his face.
Okay. How long did the cat live? Because I'm just looking at it now. It says they lived 14 to 16 years on average.
Actually, he lived about 18 years.
Damn. Let's see. It says they're good with cats, children, dogs, families, and seniors. Is this true?
I am. By the way, what you guys were talking about illegal animals?
Yeah.
Wolves with a permit.
You can't have a wolf with a permit.
From the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife.
I will not be looking into that.
You have to have a bachelor's degree in wildlife biology.
Well, okay. That's a little different.
Yeah. I feel
Why
a little
you
better
start
about
with
it.
That.
Sitting right behind me. I know I've got a wolf sitting right behind me right now.
How bad was the matting problem on that cat?
Not really bad. I've had a couple of Maine Coons, and the Norwegian forest cats groom themselves much better.
Okay. So what is it about big cats that you like? Are you just like big domestic cats?
I'm 6'2", 250 pounds. I like big animals.
All right, so like if someone comes over and you say, I have a cat, people are going to make fun of, oh, he's a cat guy. Now, when they see your cat, what's the reaction? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Holy bleep.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to cuss.
Yeah. Well, like, I've seen big dudes walking small dogs, man. I know you said you're a big guy, and that tends to make you like big animals, but for the most part, it seems like the bigger the dude I see, the smaller the animal they have. Now, they all drive Chrysler 300s, don't get me wrong. They all look like they're a bouncer someplace, but
But they have a chihuahua.
I've seen some big dudes with small dogs.
And, like, you want to make fun of them, but you're like, that guy can kill me. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to say nothing.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
I just assume that walking it for somebody else.
I used to think that, but the more... I feel like there was a time where that was definitely true, because you can almost tell it's the vibe they give off and the look. Like, they make eye contact for 1 second, and in their eyes, it's like this level of shame. It's like being stuck holding your wife's purse or something.
Yeah.
Like, we understand the situation, but it's still just not a good look, yeah. Right? Then you see the guys with the little dogs, and I mean, just the confidence that they're strolling with. I'm like, okay, that dog is that man's main man right there.
It's always funny, too, when it's a corgi. Because they just make you laugh. I don't know. Something about a corgi where you see it.
It's his legs, man. It's the way they walk. Because when you got those short legs.
They always look so happy, though.
But they also walk with, like, this determination just because their legs are tiny. But I'm like, it looks like a dog that's in charge.
I mean, they're not tall, but I don't know that I would think of them as small dogs.
Really?
Like, I mean, yeah. Now, granted, I dated a girl that had a 7-pound dog. But, like, to me, those are tiny, tiny. You're just like, what is that?
What kind of dog did she have? Was it a chihuahua or something?
No, I take that back. Taryn used to have a dog that was, like, 7 pounds. Her dog was 13 pounds.
Still a small dog.
Yeah. Mm. A Papillon.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like Papillons, man, more than almost any other dog, always seem to have eye boogers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful with that. I mean, it's a beautiful little dog. It's made for French royalty.
And everyone I see, I'm just like, ew, man, don't rub your head on me. By the way, when you get home tonight,
check on the news. There was a circus in Butte, Montana.
I just read this, yeah.
Elephants loose walking downtown.
And what do you do to wrangle an elephant?
They're just walking by to try to figure out if they can get it to stop. He's just walking down the middle of the street.
I mean, I guess you called the zoo to trank it or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I mean, look, it's Butte, Montana. Somebody can help it. Somebody could take care of it. I worry.
I'm assuming
the people want it alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you get out of your car?
That's the difference.
Do you get out of your car if there's an elephant walking down the street?
I do. This elephant looks reasonably docile.
I'd turn around.
Years ago, I saw a video. It was in Hawaii. I want to say Honolulu. Same thing. The elephant escaped from the circus, but this thing rolled out of there. Pissed, right? So the video clip they show, you got to see the big tent. Elephant comes charging out. And I always remember this guy. And even though I was maybe 12 years old when this happened, I thought he was stupid because the elephant is charging out of this tent. And people are screaming, running away. And it's now running through a parking lot. And the only thing that separated the parking lot from the road was a chain link fence. So shows this guy trying to be a good Samaritan, closes the chain link fence and puts the padlock on it.
Right.
Well, this elephant makes contact with the fence on the other side about the same time that he locks it. Just so you know, your average master lock and chain link fence, they don't stand up to it. And this dude, so when it busted through, the door swung open, and this guy's still connected to one of the doors. He shot off the door out of frame.
Wow.
Yeah, and they ended up having to put that thing down.
I mean, this elephant might be in trouble, though.
Why?
I just watched him cross the street, not a crosswalk.
Ooh, they're going to get him for jaywalking. That's what they would do here.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Now I'm reading they've already got him again.
Did it say what they did?
Now.
How do you wrangle an elephant?
Before it was captured, it reportedly took a poop on someone's lawn.
Did it?
Yeah. That's great for the tomatoes.
That's the report I have. A circus elephant got loose earlier today in Butte, Montana, period. Before it was captured, comma, it took a poop. It reportedly took a poop on someone's lawn.
I think it was looking for that person. I was looking for you, Jeff.
Come on, man. Clean up after your dog.
That's a two-hander.
How many bags do you think you need to pick that up?
You need a large kitchen and tall garbage bag.
Well, it must be true. It's the next story I just looked at. A circus elephant got loose in Butte, Montana. Before it was caught, it took a poop on someone's lawn. Why do we keep adding that?
That's great.
Grass has never grown so green.
Hello, Sandy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
Cool. So, anyway, I can't hear you guys.
Well, we're not saying anything at the moment.
It's your moment.
Oh, there you are. Okay, that's fine. So, anyway, years back, I was living in Las Vegas with my parents, and I was over at some friend's place, and we're sitting out on the back patio. There's like four or five of us. We're drinking tea and smoking pot. And his dog, his little chihuahua, it darts off into the, down there. You got your yard, and as soon as your grass ends, it's all desert. So this little dog takes off out into the desert there, and he starts barking at this bush. And we're all just sitting around looking at what's going on with this dog. And all of a sudden, we see this little paw come out, whack the dog. You know, dad. So we went over and looked at it. And it's a baby Manx, okay? So I went back and grabbed some gloves and went over there and picked this thing up and brought it home with me.
You brought the Manx home?
What's that?
You brought the Manx home. Okay.
Yeah. I brought it home. God, I keep losing you guys.
Are you saying this is a mink? Is that what you mean?
No. A lynx.
A lynx. I was in a lynx cat.
A lynx. It's a minx. Okay, it's a cross between a domestic cat and like a lynx. It looked like a bobcat.
Minx. Okay? I don't know.
How old were you when this was happening?
16.
16, okay.
So anyway, I bring this. It looks just like a miniature bobcat. Okay, I mean, exactly like it. The pointy ears, bobtail, big old long legs, man, as wild as can be. So I bring it home, and everything's cool. I keep it in my bedroom. It's about, you know, maybe 2 weeks later, I come home from school, and this guy's up on my curtain rod. I guess he decided to make that home up there, you know. So, and I didn't think much of it. So, God, what am I losing, you guys?
No, we're here. We're just listening.
We're not talking.
You're talking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I don't think nothing of this cat up on the curtain rod. You know, that's like 6-7 feet up in the air, you know. So I go to bed, you know, and I'm sleeping away. And all of a sudden, that sucker comes flying down off that curtain rod and just nails full claws into my leg, man. I mean, just, wow, man. I jump up and I'm screaming like, you stupid cat. And I swing it across the room, you know. That I learned that. I had to not, physically, I had to be aware not to move an inch at night when I slept. Otherwise, this cat would jump down off the hanger.
You learned the wrong lesson. You learned the lesson is keep the cat's ass outside. I mean, that's
pleasure.
I'm in my room. I'm asleep, man. People moving or asleep. I am not willing to get attacked, and I understand what cats do, but how long did you keep this thing?
Well, I only kept it for like maybe 3 months, and we had some friends that had a ranch, and so I ended up giving it to them. They took it in, and it was like ended up being like a guard dog. Anything that came near their place, it would just attack it and tear them up.
Does that include people? You know, I'm delivering for Amazon.
No, it wasn't too bad. Just like dogs or other cats or any kind of animals, man. It was quite something. It lived for quite a long time, and I don't. I remember exactly how long they had it, but I know they had it for several years.
Damn.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about bringing a wild cat home.
No, I don't at all.
Just like
it was just a kitten, though, at times. My God, it was just a baby.
Yeah, but it's still a wild cat. Mm-hmm. You
know, oh, yeah.
Correct. I mean, that's the issue.
16 years old, I would not think about it. I'm just thinking, this is too cool, you know?
Yeah.
How did he get along with your dog since the first interaction?
Not bad, really. At first, he was a little bit, you know, a little bit freaky, but... he was skeptical, but the dog was always trying to play with it, you know, and he finally got along with it, and it got along with their dogs, my friends, at my friend's place, but anything, it was like territorial, you know, anything that came within their yard, man, they'd just charge them and tear into them.
I mean, it's a wild animal. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that, but you can't just do that all the time, you know?
Yeah.
You can't attack every single thing. I told you, man, my old dog, not the one I have now.
But I mean, most animals, as humans, territorial.
They're very territorial, unless they make weird friends. Man, my old dog made friends with this ugly-ass albino possum that lived in our yard. And I knew that the possum lived in the yard. It wasn't a problem. Predominantly only came out at night and did whatever it is possums do, which I cannot possibly tell you. Possum stuff, right? Whatever, yeah. Whatever
just possum look, stuff. Look ugly. Did.
Just look ugly as hell. And my dog and this
you
possum...
You want to go out later and get up some... Possum stuff.
They would just sit side by side, happy as it could be. But if I walked toward them, the possum would hiss at me. And my dog never had a reaction. And I'm like, dude.
They would literally sit beside each other?
They would sit side by side. Because the first time my dog chased after the possum, I thought she was going to kill it. And they stared at each other. And I don't know if it's just a matter of where each one of them pees and poops in the yard. Kind of indicates, you know, whether they're friends or not. But like... They sniffed each other for a minute, and then every night for about 2 years, until the dog died, man. If the dog saw the possum, they would just sit side by side. They didn't do anything, didn't really interact, but they just sat side by side. I'm like, I will be goddamn. If I get near there, it hisses at me.
It was a docile possum?
It was a docile possum.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
That sounds like a band.
The docile possum.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Sorry, I had you guys on mute before. I had to urinate out some of your fine beer.
Oh,
that's okay.
Awesome.
Hey, just a heads up. Yeah. When you're talking, we're not going to talk, but we're still here.
You can't hear us because we're not speaking.
You there?
I can't hear you guys.
I've never heard that before on any of your shows before. This is completely new to me. We're good. Right on. So I had a 10-year-old cat and a lifelong friend. They've met several times before this incident, he came home in the middle of the night, my roommate at the time, and he was just super drunk. I don't know how much he had to drink, but I was asleep. He had a good night out. I get woken up to one of those horrifying cat screams that you hear between like cats fighting on the street.
Oh, yeah.
From my living room. And I just bolt right out of my bed and run out to the living room. My buddy Spencer, his ear is just bleeding so tough. I'm freaking out. There's blood all over the place. My cat, mind you, is just sitting on the back of the recliner like it's a normal day. He's just kicking it right there. We're pretty sure, like, this cat and him had some issues. We don't really understand why. My cat never really liked this guy. But, like, when he was a kitten, he enjoyed Spencer's, you know, his company. He went away to Bellingham to school for a little bit, came back, and then from then for 9 years, he hated the guy. So we think what happened is Spencer tried to give him a hug because he didn't like that this cat didn't like him. And being drunk, Spencer didn't recognize maybe I shouldn't do this because this cat hates me. So bending down, putting his ear like on his stomach while he's curled up like a cat does on the back of a chair, that cat just went to town. And I am not the best cat owner at clipping their nails regularly because I hate it.
Well, they either will let you do it or they won't.
Right.
Exactly. And if they, yeah, I don't want to get clawed. So at this current point, they had some long claws. And I run out again, blood's everywhere. Spencer is not paying attention to his pain. He's more focused on, I made a mess. I've bled everywhere. I need to clean all this up. So I'm sitting there freaking out because he's bleeding from his ear. I can't see the wound, and he's preoccupied with cleaning up all of his blood everywhere. It was a hilarious mess. He ended up getting to the doctors, and they said he had about less than an inch of his ear connected to his head. And he
Jesus! Wow!
So it was that back crease, like the crease that just connects your ear to your head, and he just was barely hanging on. And his sister came to pick him up because I couldn't drive him to the hospital. And we expressed to her, hey, this is what happened. Relay this to the doctor. The doctor pretty much told him, no, you fell on a corner. And it was just a weird story of how could a corner cause your entire ear to be perfectly sliced off, like to a point, and require 16 stitches. It was...
Why was the dog
reaction from the doctor?
Why would the doctor insist that it was a corner as opposed to the story that the person just told him?
I think stupidity. I really don't know. I wasn't there to talk to him since I was the one that, you know, like handled Spencer immediately in this moment, and I just had to relay a story to his sister to then relay it to the doctor.
Is the cat still around?
Oh yeah, he's still around. He's my little a-hole. I love him so much.
Is he really? Is he just not a nice cat, or is he just nice to you?
Yes and no. He has specific people that he doesn't like. It's weird. I have old roommates. Like I could pick, you know, 4 out of the 5 old roommates, and he dislikes 4 of them, but one of them he loves. And it's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
Because like, it's a cat.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I've during COVID time, you know, I'd have Zoom calls with friends and they'd see him in the background. They would say, this is as close to that cat as I want to get.
All right. Gotta respect it.
Okay.
Starts to rip one ear off of a person's head. Now nobody likes it.
Our question, what was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Sarah Daly, Steve Mix, and the Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. Since spend 10 songs about weed. Those guys are throwing a party.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese.
This Saturday in Tacoma, Chuck E. Cheese. Saturday happens to be 420.
Weed Week.
So in honor of their little party they're throwing, 3 to 5, by the way, in Tacoma at Chuck E. Cheese. 10 songs about weed coming up right after emails on our question. When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Nick. Thanks, man.
Good. Yeah, so I have this dog. He's a half lab, half rot. So he's like 120-pound black bear, basically.
Yep.
And so a couple years ago, we found out my wife was pregnant with our second kid, so I decided to go get us a couple of really nice ribeyes. Had them marinating and brought them out to the grill and then put them on the ledge, went inside to grab the tongs, and turns out the dog got the steaks.
Yep.
Both of them?
Both of them.
He's not stupid. How much time passed between you leaving the steaks and you coming back with tongs?
Oh, 12 seconds?
Yeah, that's about right.
And he completely ate both steaks.
Well, he was chewing on it as we got back out, but he had one of them completely down.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
How does that do for a dog's stomach?
Well, he poops a lot anyway, so.
So you couldn't tell.
Did he look guilty?
I didn't notice the difference.
Did he care? Was he growling at you? What was his demeanor?
No, he was, you could tell he felt guilty.
He didn't feel that guilty. He knew what he was doing. It's a crime of opportunity. He took advantage. He's mad that he got caught, but he did not feel guilty.
Didn't that happen to you?
Yeah. The difference with us was we planned on this particular steak night, I don't know, like for a week, whatever. But we got some good steaks. We had them marinating all day. The house smelled so, so good. Anyway, again, left them on the countertop. They were wrapped. They were covered.
Okay.
Anyway, they're in a casserole dish, marinating, the cover of plastic, get home, and one, the dog's not at the door to greet me, which is a guarantee that something has gone wrong. And on the other side of the kitchen island, like, I see her butt, and I walk around there, and two of the steaks were gone. She was about halfway. We had three marinating. She was about halfway through the third one. And I was so pissed. And so my daughter had said, well, I tried to get away from her, but she growled at me. I said, no, I get it. It's a food thing, blah, blah, blah. I just looked down at the dog. She just dropped what was left. Tucked her tail, walked into her crate, and I'm like, we've been looking forward to this all day. My wife even made the comment when she picked me up. She goes, the house smells so good. They're not even cooking it, just the marinade. And sure enough, we opened the door, smelled fantastic. Your mouth waters, your stomach growls. The dogs were like, you weren't kidding. Mm-hmm. These were fantastic. And same thing, didn't affect her stomach at all. Nothing, not a damn
thing. I told you, Tigger, man, he was a soldier. He ate a whole pumpkin pie once when we got home on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know how dogs are with stuff? Like, he was pretty chill, but one time I left a bunch of chicken wing bones in the trash can.
Oh, no.
The next morning, I mean, how they must have splintered. How they didn't kill him, I have no idea. I mean, he would just eat unreal stuff, and you're like, how is he fine?
And I understand part of it. Like, I get it, man. You don't know the chicken bones are dangerous for you, but the chicken wings, they smell great. I get it. You're a dog. You're going to go for it. It's the things we had to hide our kids. Trash can in the bathroom. Now it's under the sink. You have to open the door because we would come home and I just say my daughter went from being a young girl to a young woman. And in that moment, the dog's like, if there's any sanitary pads anywhere, I'm eating them. Mm-hmm. And it's the thing is, I am, and that's what's troubling is you realize like the rest of the trash is still there on the floor. Tampons, pads, they're gone. And then, not so much now, but for the first couple of years of life, any pair of pants that my wife wore, the crotch was gone. Everything turned to chaps. Mm-hmm. Pajamas, sweatpants, Jesus. Jeans, you name it, dude. And she would get underwear, and she'd get mad, and I go, look, man, I don't know what to do about this, but either get cheaper clothes or put them somewhere else. Because we've gone through three different laundry baskets. We finally found the one. She just can't access the top of it.
Yeah.
But finally, because we went through two more, man, and she forgot out a way to pull them out, get in there. Anyway, just to chew her underwear. And what I liked about it, it pissed my wife off, she would clearly take my underwear and just move it somewhere else. And just then to get to my wife's pants candy is what I called it, man. Oh, yeah.
Where was your pet? Not a very good boy. 206-803-ROCK.
I didn't eat your underwear. No, so my bees stink. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Just yeah, just like... come on, dog.
Would move my underwear to the side just to get all up in it.
Gonna get this snack.
Ooh, that touched. Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I hate to say I missed you guys yesterday. I figured you guys probably needed a day to recuperate from your mucko shoot.
Oh, you know, that wasn't a bad thing.
I figured as much. So I've had dogs my whole life. I got plenty of dog stories, but this is one from a couple of years ago. Right now I have two, one's a Malamute and the other one's a half giant schnauzer, half husky. They both are, you know, combined, they're like 200 pounds. So they're big dogs. We like to take them camping. And so we have a rooftop tent. And so this is like in June, a little early in the season. We're going up to Lions Rock near Ellensburg to go camping with the dogs. And, we can't get up quite as far as we want to because we run into snow. So we decide we're going to go somewhere else. In the meantime, though, we decide to have a beverage and let the dogs out and run around. Well, as soon as we let them out, one of them sees an animal and takes off and the other one follows them. And so now they're gone for a while and we decide, oh shoot, I guess we're just going to have to camp here. So We pitch our tent and start hanging out, make some food. Hours go by. They're not back. You know, I got on my bike, went riding, looking for them. It starts to get dark out. Still no dogs. I'm like, oh, my God, where are my dogs? At about 10:30, I see one of them coming up the walkway because you can see one eye is dark and one eye is light because he has two colored eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, okay, well, there's one of them. Where's the other one? And sure enough, the other one doesn't show. And so we put the one in the car, and we try to go to sleep. You know, I barely slept. Wake up at the crack of dawn to go looking for him. As I get out to get on my bike, there's a guy coming up the road in his truck. And I say to him, hey, have you seen any dog? I'm missing my Malamute. He's like, no, we didn't see any dog. I said, well, if you see him, can you, you know, bring him to us or whatever? Sure.
What happened to you?
Are you getting farther away from your phone?
Sounds like it. Something's beeping.
Hey, Brock! Brock!
Brock! Brock, you got to get close to your phone.
He's
dude.
Got us on speaker. He can't even hear us right now.
Nah, he can't.
Brock! 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 Hey, Brock, can you get closer to your phone, please?
Hello?
Can you?
He now knows he can't hear us.
What'd you do? Like walk to a different town?
I know.
Hello, now my oh my god! I went to my speakerphone. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got so last we heard, you saw a truck, and you told the guy that you know, if he sees the dog, please bring him to you.
Yeah. And so he comes right up like 5 minutes later with my dog in the back of his truck and returned my dog, and I'm in tears. You know, can barely thank him enough. You know, I get my dog back, and you know, it turned out all right. The funny thing was that the two were pissed at each other, though, because for, like, days, they would not, like, communicate with each other, the two dogs. I could tell that the one was mad that he left the other one behind.
You think that's what it came down to?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, the Malamute was really mad at the other dog, and he had nothing to do with it for a while.
All right. That's interesting.
I can't believe you left me there.
I told you to come on.
Or he got into a fight and he didn't back him up.
It depends on the animal, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a black bear. I'm going to go ahead and watch.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
You got this.
Yeah, you got to be selective, man. You're on the nature now. Like, Hello, Kim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
So I have an old English bulldog.
Hello.
I adopted. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yep.
Oh, okay, sorry. I have an old English bulldog that we adopted a couple years ago, and probably 3 weeks after we got him, we gave him a ball that was supposed to be indestructible that lit up, so you'd bounce it and it would light up and he'd go crazy. Well, he ended up breaking it open and eating it, and we had to take him to the vet. Cost us $5,000 to get it removed.
$5,000.
Was it glowing still or lit up?
No, but they gave it to us. They gave it back to us. It was wrapped in hair and his intestine. They cut out part of his intestine. It was gross.
Why would they give that to you? Like, dude, I don't need this.
Here's your toy bag.
I have no idea. I guess we wanted to see what was inside his stomach, you know, because he was really sick. And there was wires, and it was disgusting.
How old was this dog when you got it?
Two.
All right. And how long did the dog live, or is it still alive?
He's still alive. He's almost four.
Oh, okay.
Hey, then wife was out of town, and I told this story the other day. I needed a couple hours.
Right.
So she's out of town. I'm going to the Pacific Inn. I'm going to get a buzz on. That's the plan. So take Chewy for a walk, get all that crap taken care of. I gave her food, a little bit of her dinner, not all of her dinner, but then I filled a Kong full of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Now, this was not the regular Kong. Kongs are typically a maroon red color.
Yeah, no.
The one that we had was a big black, like heavy duty Kong. Like this is for your large dogs. This is for,
they say that,
pit bulls. This is for, you know, German shepherds. This is a large Kong that is stronger than the other Kong. I put peanut butter in there, threw some other crap in there, some kibbles in there, walked out the door, came home. She had split that Kong in half. And she had also eaten a lot of the rubber. So for about the next two or three days, man, there were big black chunks of rubber coming out of her butt from that Kong because she ate a large portion of the Kong.
I actually stopped
buying.
It's
a beagle.
Look, I'm sure Kong's a fine company. Their advertising is BS. But also all their indestructible toys, we stopped buying them because we realized if you just buy her a normal toy that's not a Kong, they make less of a mess. And I don't know if it's just the way Kong's constructible, like you said. Like when they rip them apart, there's crap everywhere. The other toys she rips apart, it's not so bad. So I'm like, I'm done with this Kong thing. They're not indestructible by any stretch, maybe by our teeth, but I'm seeing the dogs. It's not like, if you put something inside of that, make no mistake, I'm getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, like I told you, when I was a kid, like with Tigger, he was very specific about toys.
Mm-hmm.
You get him a squeaky toy. He really liked, you remember like the old school rubber ones that looked like a steak?
Sure.
I thought he loved them. But you'd give him one, he would spend the entirety of that first day and second day getting the squeaker out.
And then that's it.
That was it.
It's all about the squeaker.
Surgery's over.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I don't remember it taking like 3 or 4 days. He was just laser focused, like, I got to get this out.
They got to get the squeaker. That's it. And then you just hear him chewing. Yeah, my dog, and I guess this is normal with dogs. It always just disturbs me, but you'll get a stuffed whatever. It's got the squeaker inside. And yes, I know the dog wants to rip this thing apart and get the squeaker, but it always starts with the eyeballs.
Yeah.
Like, it always rips the eyes out first. I'm like, are you a serial killer, or is this just the normal thing that you do, man?
If I get a chocolate bunny, I usually eat the head first.
I do, too. I don't know what it is.
I don't like the solid ones. I like the hollow ones.
Either way, starting at the head.
I'm a hollow bunny guy.
I mean, the solid ones are good. It's just
it's too much.
It's a lot of chocolate.
Yes. Right, that's too much.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Molly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it's actually my brother's dog. We were going camping, and she is a poop eater.
Mm-hmm.
And my stepdad eats a lot of edibles, like a lot. And she ended up digging up his poop and eating his poop, and she got so high from it that she passed out on the dirt and was peeing herself, but she was just happy as a lamb, like completely content, but pissing all over herself.
How many pounds was this dog?
She's probably like 50 or 60 pounds.
Okay, so this dog is laying on its side using the bathroom all over itself?
Yeah.
That sounds like something I'd do.
Yeah.
I think I have, maybe.
Apparently, his poop was so potent from the edibles that she got high as a kite off of it.
That is crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
And your stepdad was probably just fine.
Yeah. I may take one of his turds, dried it out, and smoked the damn thing at that point.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
You ever have a pet that's a poop eater?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I mean, it's... But yes. Why does it not matter the poop, right?
Typically, cats. I mean, the dog would eat the cat crap out of the litter box.
What if my dog ate a turd out of a diaper? And I'm just like, come. And I'm sure it was sweet potatoes or split pea or whatever. I just did not know that he was doing it at the time. And when I finally went to go check on him, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. And this is in Baltimore. It's the summer. It's like 98 degrees at the third floor apartment in a 3-floor building. So it's the hottest. I mean, no air conditioning, nothing. Mm-hmm. So what it just is what it is. I'm used to that. I did not think about the fact that because dogs don't really sweat, they pant. So my dog's just... which is the norm. And I realized every time the dog exhaled, it's just blowing baby turd out. So my entire apartment, it's already thick, it's hot, I'm sweating. Now, it smells like I just took a dump. And it's literally just the dog's breath. And I know I can't get the dog to stop panting. I'm pissed, you know. But so finally I got some scope, mixed it with water in the water dish. It turns out dogs don't really like scope, but I did not care. I'm like, you're going to drink this stuff. And then it kind of smelled like a minty turd, but it was better than just straight turd. It was awful.
When was your pet not a very good boy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey. Hola.
Hola.
So, I used to have a cat named Aries, and she got pregnant, gave birth to a bunch of kittens, and one of these cats was named Wyatt. Not the brightest cat, but he made up for in hunting, and he had intelligence.
Oh.
This cat... killed everything. Yeah. There was one morning, I wake up to my mom and my sister screaming. I come fly out of bed, and he had brought a live bird into the house. It's bouncing off the walls, it's chirping, it's going berserk, and I fly through a towel over it, I grab it, I get it out the door, I look down at this cat, and I knew it was him. He's just looking at me all proud.
Of course.
Yeah. I think that's the worst of it. And about 2-3 months later, I wake up. I had drinking a crap ton the night before. I'm well hungover. I'm trying to get coffee and Tylenol.
Yeah.
And I see Wyatt climb over the back fence. And he's got something in his mouth. And close to see...
Oh.
That he had caught a squirrel.
He did catch a squirrel. Well, it wasn't a dog, it was a cat.
Yeah.
This cat had effectively caught a squirrel.
Was the squirrel still alive?
Oh, no, he was dead. This thing was limp in his mouth. Well, it dawns on me that he's heading towards the back of the house. Well, here's the problem. Downstairs is the cat door. So I am hungover and I'm flying down the stairs to head him off. I almost trip and kill myself about the third step down. And finally I'm at the cat door just as he gets to it, and I'm shoving my foot against the door going, no, no. And he's meowing, he's trying to get inside, no, no. So finally I was able to grab the plastic shutter for the cat door and I shut the door. I limber back upstairs, I look down, and he is just sitting there on the porch looking at me with a tail in his mouth. And at this point, it starts to twitch.
Oh.
I just went, oh, no. So I'm watching him for about 10 minutes. He goes trotting off later. About a couple hours later, I open the cat door, and I hear him come in. Instinctively, I go to see what he's doing. And here he is with just the squirrel's head in his mouth.
I saved you some
for you, Dad.
At this point, like I said, I'm hungover still. And I just start fucking rolling on the floor.
Yeah.
Just out of reaction. So I clean that up. I grab him. Grab a paper towel. Yank the decapitated head out of his mouth, and he's looking at me. He's just kind of starts growling, and I look at that cat like, could you ever do that again?
But you know what that means to a cat? I can't hear you. Right. No speaker English.
I'll bring you one tomorrow.
Yeah.
Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. Taryn and Steve will sit and spin. We've got 10 songs about weed coming up in your emails. On the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.